So I guess we can start at the beginning, which is commencing the due diligence process, and I'll kick it to Alan, who I think is going to talk a little bit about the confidentiality agreements.
So who here has not worked on a confidentiality agreement before? Okay, we don't really have to spend much time on this one, I guess. As you know, they can be really easy or they can be heavily negotiated. In the M&A context, they're usually pretty heavily negotiated, and the question is, when do you enter into one? But suffice it to say that due diligence rarely starts before it's signed. Whether it's mutual or one way obviously depends on the type of deal. Most of the time they end up mutual just because it's easier to negotiate that way. And as probably all of us know, the confidentiality agreement usually contains some sort of non-solicitation provision. And the last point under confidentiality agreement is the most fun one to negotiate, is the residuals clause. So how many people here, just show of hands, usually win on the residuals clause negotiation if they're trying to keep it in? Couple. Hey, good. You need to hire her.
Okay.
Most people don't. But if you can get it in, you know, it's actually a really good thing for the party that's under confidentiality, simply because, you know, your people are going to learn things that are necessarily about a target, and they're not going to be able to return that information if the deal doesn't close. They're just going to own it in their heads, and oftentimes those things are just kind of general knowledge, and that's why large companies insist on the residuals clause.